Your staff provided me this book. I can't help but read this headline that was in the Holdenville newspaper about 1932. Boone Pickens, 4, is Holdenville's first volunteer in case United States is forced to take up arms in the Far East. And then there's a story that follows it. Holdenville's first volunteer to join Uncle Sam in the event the United States becomes actively involved in the Sino-Japanese trouble is none other than Master Boone Pickens, 4-year-old son of Mr. and Mrs. Tom B. Pickens, 217 North Kelker. So tell me the story behind that.
I don't know. I mean, 4 years old, I don't remember the story, but I remember I've seen that in that book, though.
That's cute.
It was in the paper.
You went to school, switched to Oklahoma A&M, which would become Oklahoma State University. A key moment in your life was when your father told you you should switch majors. What was your major at the time?
Well, major at the time was business. But what I had done, this was when I was initiated into the fraternity, SAE, and my father was an SAE, and he came over and pinned me. That was in February 1949. He came over with his pin and pinned it on me. I was initiated into the fraternity that Sunday. We walked out on the lawn there at the fraternity house on 3rd Street, I believe. He said, "I have something else I want to talk to you about." He said, "You're not on the same schedule that your mother and I are for you to graduate." He said, "You went to Texas A&M and pre-veterinary medicine. That didn't work, and now you're here at Stillwater, and you're in business." And he said, "I'm not much on getting a business degree." He said, "You need to get in either engineering or geology and get the hell out of college. And that, for us, is going to be June of 51. I said, "Well, I don't know whether I can switch over to geology or engineering and do it." And he said, "Well, you better figure out a way to do it." And I said, "I'm getting a picture that you are serious." He said, "Listen, son," said, "a fool with a plan can beat a genius with no plan. And your mother and I have a concern that we have a fool with no plan. So you're getting ready to get a plan and get out of school. That's it." I said, "Okay, I sure appreciate you coming over and pinning me." I said, "Part of the day was a real nice day." And he said, "There's nothing wrong with the other part of the day. Just get it done." So I switched over to geology and got out of school in June of 51. I carried 2 semesters, 18 hours, and one of 19, and went to summer school one summer, and I got out.
He chose geology for you because of his experience in the oil business.
Well, I went over to see Dr. Lohman, who was the dean of engineering, and he looked at my transcript, and he said, "When did you say you had to get out?" And I said, "51. He said, "Pickens, I don't care how smart you are or how hard you work. You can't get out of here until 1954. So I went down the street to Dr. Monette, and he looked at it, and he said, "You know, if you'll carry 2 18s and 19 in summer school, you can do it." And I did.
Wow.
When I graduated, well, my dad said, "I've got one more thing for you," and I thought he was going to give me some cash. Now I'm married, I have a child, and right after graduation, I'm going to go to Bartlesville. "Okay, Dad," I said, "what is it?" And he stuck out his hand and said, "Good luck." No money, good luck, which that's all I needed.
You went to work for Phillips Petroleum in 1951 in Bartlesville. You gave that a couple of years and didn't really care for the bureaucracy,
No,
I guess.
It was more than that. I was in Bartlesville for really 2 months, and then they told me I wouldn't be there just shortly, and then they'd send me to a district office. So they sent me to Corpus Christi. I worked in Corpus 2 years, and they transferred me to Amarillo, and I worked there for a year, and then I left in November of 54. So I was there 3 years and a half.
Were any of the Phillips family around back then?
None of the Phillips, but I met Boots Adams in a kind of interesting way.
Yes, how was that?
I was carrying some maps, and I had them sort of over my shoulder, and they were linen maps. They had lost the body to the linen, and they were just kind of limp across my back. And I got on the elevator, and he was on the elevator, and he said, "Young man, hand me those maps." I handed them to him. He said, "Put your arms like this." And he put those maps across my arm. He said, "Don't let me ever see you carrying maps any other way than this." He said, "You understand me?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You know who I am?" I said, "Yes, sir, you're Mr. Adams." He said, "That's good." Elevator door opened. He got off. I never did carry maps at Bartlesville any other way but that way.
And Boots Adams was the CEO then, the head of
Phillips. He was the CEO.
Phillips at that time. So you leave Phillips Petroleum, and then you go out on your own. You live out of your station wagon. Prospecting.
Well, I had a home in Amarillo over on Chama Street. I had a wife and 2 children. My wife was pregnant with a 3rd child. That was a house that was larger than the Holdenville house. It was 1,625 square feet. but I was working out of my station wagon, and I was doing well site work, so I was sleeping in the back of it. I had a sleeping bag, and it was winter, so I crawled in a sleeping bag and worked out of there. Worked pretty good, no problem. I had prospects, and I was buying leases from time to time.
And then you formed your first oil company.
That came up in September of 56.
Petroleum Exploration Incorporated.
Yes.
Tell us how you grew that company.
Well, I raised money. I didn't have any money, so I raised money, and people participated in wells with me. I had drilling funds, and actually I raised drilling funds four times. They were for $500,000 apiece, and drill wells, got good results. Then two guys, John O'Brien and Gene McCart, said, look, you need more money because you're spending too much time raising money, so we'll give you a line of credit. Not any money, but a line of credit. They gave me a $100,000 line of credit and said, then you can buy your leases and everything else from the bank, and they guaranteed the loan. They got half the company, and I got half the company. It was a very good deal for both of us.
And you were about how old at that time?
Well, it was in September 56, so I was 28 years old.
A young man, you had to establish yourself, and you had a trust factor about you that made them want to invest in your company.
They did, and it was a good investment, too. They made a lot of money out of it.